The Ketchikan School Board voted unanimously on Wednesday against hiring additional paraprofessionals after talking about various options for the district's preschool program. Those options include capping enrollment, changing the schedule to 2 2.5-hour classes rather than 1 4-hour session for each class, and hiring an additional preschool teacher. Superintendent Robert Boyle says children on the wait list were spread out among different preschools, and it didn't appear that hiring an additional teacher for a single extra preschool class would work. He says there was enough space in existing preschools when district managers planned the program in August.
The enrollment blossomed, and it's continued to do so. Now the classes are full and we've got waiting. We looked at that. What do we do? Do we make a recommendation for a teacher? That's very difficult. We have 15 at Point Higgins with a waiting list of 5 students. It's difficult to recommend hiring a teacher at Point Higgins for 5 students.
Boyle says a split day could be possible, but he wants to talk about it with other district managers before committing. Special Education Director Dennis Clarkson expressed concern about changing the program now that school has begun.
You know, I personally like the idea of the morning and afternoon, but that didn't happen, and that's fine. I can live with that. But to change now would not work. We have IEPs already written. That we have to listen to the IEP how much time they're getting, both special ed and regular ed. So to change that would upset parents, not only IEP parents, but the universal parents that we've, you know, they've already made arrangements for a 4-hour day. And to change that to 2.5, we would upset parents drastically, and we would violate some IEPs already written.
Curriculum Director Linda Harden added that it benefits some students if they're in school to participate in the district's lunch program. Board member Stephen Bradford suggested an amendment to authorize hiring either a certified preschool teacher and 1 half-time paraprofessional or 3 half-time paraprofessionals for the preschool program. The amendment failed in a 3-3 tie vote. A motion must have at least 4 votes to pass. The main motion then failed unanimously. Also Wednesday, the board voted 4-2 to approve a new teacher at Revilla. At a cost of about $80,000 a year, including benefits, the teacher will focus on English and social studies for secondary students and will support online or homeschooled elementary students. Revilla principals Bill Wicker and Kurt Lindemann gave a presentation before the vote. Wicker explained the school's blended education program.
Really, it's kind of twofold because kids are blending schedules. They're blending schools. So they're taking a combination of face-to-face at K-High, possibly the Revilla model, and online instruction. So that's one facet of what blended means. The other blended means that really it's flipping a classroom, which means that students can receive instruction at any time, not just during a class period. You know, they can go receive their instruction at home and then come back and touch base with their teacher that way, so it's almost flipping a classroom upside down. That's a blended model, using technology to do that.
Board member Sue Pickrell expressed concern that Revilla's program might compete with Ketchikan High School. She asked whether adding to Revilla would affect funding or course offerings at K-High. Wicker says it shouldn't be a problem, and Revilla students often take classes at K-High, too.
I mean, we have K-High kids taking our classes, but we also have our kids taking K-High classes. So as we blend schedules, kids who are on a Revilla roll will go to K-High and take a class. Maybe it's a music class, or culinary arts is very popular, and then possibly AP classes, but it is a two-way street. So our kids are going to K-High, K-High's kids are coming to us as well.
Pickrell and board member Roseanne Lynch voted against the additional Revilla teacher. Lynch says she has questions about the cost, and without hard numbers in front of her, she can't support the motion. Boyle noted that if at least 175 students are enrolled at Revilla, which is a possibility this year, the school could count as an individual school in the state funding formula. That could mean up to $800,000 in additional revenue to the district. Now Revilla students are counted as K-High students for the purpose of state funding. The official student enrollment count takes place in October. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.